A chevra, when we prepare for Parshas Naso, so MS, personally, as a kohen, I always get very excited. Because it's a very special schus. I feel personally to be a kohen. Hopefully, Bez Hashem, Bekar of Mamish, to be serving in Beis HaMikdash, Bez Hashem's Baruch. But still, until that time, there are certain mitzvahs that we still have. One of those is Berachas Kohanim. Here in Chutz Laaretz, sadly, we only have the schus to duchen on Yom Tovim, but that was this past week, Baruch Hashem. When we're zoiche to be home and where we should be, we still duchen every single day. And have Birchas Kohanim, the mitzvah deraisa, the bracha from the Eibishter, that we have the schus as Kohanim to be a shliach of Hashem. And just to open up a chumash and to see inside these psukim that are brachos, Yivrach Hashem Yishmerecha, Yor Hashem Panav Elecha V'chuneka, Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha V'yaseim Lecha Shalom. Undoubtedly, by the laning of this parasha, it's the Eibishter's bracha to each and every one of us, even if it's not a yantiv. And it's something very, very special. In every morning, when we get up to Shmona Esrei and Chazar Shashat, and we don't have Birchas Kohanim, so the Chazan still, the Shlich Tzibur says Birchas Kohanim. And he emphasizes this bracha ha-mishuleshes. Happens to be, as we know, there are three stanzas. Yivrach Hashem Shemarecha, Yer Hashem Pana Belech V'chunaka, Yisra Hashem Pana Belech V'zem Chasholom. We also have the name of the Eibishter, Shem Havaya, three separate times. Right? Yudke Vavke, Yivrach Hashem V'yishmerecha, Yer Hashem Pana Belech V'chunaka, Yisra Hashem V'zem Chasholom, right? So we have Hashem's name three different times. If you really think about it, so that itself is superfluous. Could have just said Yivrach Hashem Shiracha, Yar Panav Elech Mechuna. Meaning, once we say it's Hashem doing all of this. We don't need to emphasize three separate times Hashem. And why also make it into three separate stanzas in such a way? It could have been one long bracha. So there has to be a significance. There has to be something being taught to us by the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to separate this bracha, which is the bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, as we'll see in a moment, through the Kohanim, into three separate brachos, in a certain sense. There has to be something special about that. What is it? What's the significance in these three separate brachos, these three stanzas of the brachos of Birchas Kohanim? So first of all, we have to understand the very beautiful Medrash. The Medrash in this week's parasha, in Yud Aleph Beis, says, Bishah Shamar Kodesh Baruch Hu La'aron Levanav Kosav Baruch Hu. When Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Aaron and his children, you should give the following bracha. Amru Yisrael Vnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. Bnei Yisrael said to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Olam, Master of the World. L'Kohanim Ata Omer Shevaruch Hu Asanu. You told the Kohanim to give us this bracha. Eino Netzrichin El Avir Chosecha. Liyoseinu Mizvaruch Mipicha. It's not what we want. We don't want the bracha of the Kohanim. We want your bracha. You know, lahavdil, many avdolos. If you have, you're going to see a big tzaddik. Chvestach. You're going to see Reb Chaim. This happened to me a bunch of times. Baruch Hashem, I've had the schus many times to see Reb Chaim and have beautiful discussions and brachas and eitza and psak halacha. But sometimes I've gone to Reb Chaim, and it was a time when he wasn't feeling well, it was a time when he wasn't seeing people for whatever reason, he wasn't around. It happens when you go to Gedolim, right? It's hard to plan. Sometimes you know the Gabayim and you call, and sometimes you just are around and you try to show up and hope it's going to work out. Usually, Baruch Hashem, with these things, is tremendous Yad Shemaya, and there's like every story feels like a nace, how you get in and how quickly you get in. And it's an amazing thing, but everybody has the same stories with Gedolim and Tadikim. Like, it's just the way the Baruch Hashem knows that we need that connection. But you know how it is when you go to Reb Chaim, so you want to speak to Reb Chaim and be Mekabel Bracha from Reb Chaim. But you know the times when, like, the Gabbai tells you, sorry, you can't go to Reb Chaim, but don't worry, I'll give the name for you. Or I'll get you the bracha. So you still know, and it's a guy, you trust him. It's MS. Doesn't feel the same. it doesn't feel the same. It's not the... You feel like it's the Gabbai giving you a bracha. You know, like, Keshkoyach, I could also go to some Stam Yidam Bnei Erech. It's probably much holier than me. But like, really? That's all? I just traveled across the ocean to come into Eretz Yisrael. I was on a plane for 10 hours. I got off, I got my rental car, I come straight to Bnei Brak to speak to a Gabbai. So to La Avdil is what we see over here. Eibishter says to Kohanim, give us bracha. And the Kleister right away says, in other words, we don't want the Shliach. We don't want the Gabbai. We want you. Eibishter, we want your bracha. By the way, the Kohen, that's fair. It's all game. None of us should feel slighted by that. Amar Lama Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu says back. Aval Pisha Amarti LeKohanim Shumavarchan Aschem. Even though I told the Kohanim that they're going to bless you, Imohem Ani Oimein Mavarch Aschem. I'm standing with them and blessing you. It's my bracha. I am the one blessing you. You just don't see it. It's my mishnah, not even a shliach. I'm there. It doesn't even say that. It's just say Imohem Ani Oimein Umavarch Aschem. I'm standing blessing you. You hear this? Again, Halavai will be in Eretz Yisrael tomorrow and we'll get Berachas Kohanim, because if not, we don't have Berachas Kohanim for a while in the Chutz L'Aretz to be able to live this. But I know as a Kohen, oh, Kohanim, Svardim. You daven every day in Svardim Minyan during the week? Do you get, yeah?
Why you? I try.
And so you have Berachas Kohanim.
Unless they listen to this, then sometimes. Try my best.
Taku, we should go daven to Svardim. Taku, we should go daven to Svardim. I remember... One time I was by in Eretz Yisrael, and I was talking to Rabina, and he asked me to daven for a particular thing, and he asked me that he was going back that Shabbos I should go daven with Svardim so I could say Berachas Kohanim and have in mind what he was asking me, and I went to daven with the Svardim, the Moroccans over here on Central Avenue, and okay, don't worry, and I did Berachas Kohanim. I remember, I'll tell you, incredible with Berachas Kohanim. I remember. Years ago, one year, so it was in Eretz Yisrael, January, and it's such a schus. One of the things I love. I mean, I love everything being in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, anytime. But one of the things as a kohen, I love being in Eretz Yisrael is to be able to dochen. It's mamish such a schus. See, that first, whenever I get to Eretz Yisrael, no matter how long I've been away or not, that first morning when I dochen, I mamish have tears going down my cheeks. It's such a schus. And always it's hard to come back here that first morning back and not duchening. It's like, I want to get up there and just look. I have MS. And that year, I remember, it was incredible. So I went one year, years ago, I got back from my stroll on like on a Sunday or whatever. And I went straight with the mishpacha to Florida. So I got back, you know, and I went straight with the mishpacha to Florida. We went to Miami. The first morning I get up and I go, we're staying like in the hundreds by Collins, somewhere over there, and I go to the shul, the Chevron knows the shul in Bal Harbor. It's a place called the shul in Bal Harbor. Wait, you have a place in there?
My wife's shul.
You that, yeah? Okay, so the shul in Bal Harbor. It's a big, beautiful shul. It was taken over by Chabad now. Chabad runs it. Very beautiful shul. And I was staying near there, so I go to the shul. I looked, I didn't know, 8 o'clock minyan. I went to the 8 o'clock minyan. And I walk in, I didn't know going in, Svardi Minyan. Mm-hmm. And I had the schus to duchen. And it was such a gift from the Eibishter. He knew that I was so pain. The first morning back, continued to duchen. And the whole week I went to that minyan only. I said, this is amazing. This is amazing. You should know, when Rav Aaron Leib Shteinman Zatzal came to America on trip years ago, must be going back, 15 years ago, at least 16 years ago, something like that. He came once to give chizuk in America. Every morning he made sure to go to a Svardi Minyan, not to miss his morning of Birchas Kohanim. Every morning he went to Svardi Minyan. So the Eibishter says, because it's not just the Kohanim giving you a bracha, and he only made a bracha for a Kohen, it's incredible. I'm standing up, the Rabbanu Shalom's with me. But for each and every one of us, the Rabbanu Shalom's giving us this bracha. Why is that so important? Besides for obviously, like we said before, we have had that we want from the Eibishter, not just from some Shliach, like we want from Rechayim and not from a Gabbai. The Ksav Sofer explained something else very important. Because the MS is, when a person gives a bracha, no person could really know what's best for any of us. We don't know what's best for ourselves. We daven for things that we think is best, but it's only what we think is best. We want to have parnasa, and we think that's best to have parnasa, because then vada will be able to. And we have, we're all bnei Torah in this room. Baruch Hashem, look around, everybody's a ben Torah. Emes, I feel that way 100%. So why we daven parnasa? Not because I'm looking to have every luxury in the world and ichveis nesh drive. My wife said she saw a car today on Central Avenue. It was Baruch Hashem, she didn't know what it was called. She said the one with the horse. A Ferrari, I think, I'm pretty sure, the way she described it. And she said it was a convertible, black with yellow. She's never seen a car like this in life. So this is maybe $250,000 car, I don't know, whatever it was. None of us are wanting parnasa because that's what we have she'ifas for. We want parnasa because we have she'ifas to send our kids to yeshiva, to support them and be able to have time to sit and learn and not have to work 12-hour days. And Baruch Nevada, we're going to want to have a decent house and decent things, but so to be able to raise a family, b'simcha and b'ruchni, right? That being said, we daven parnasa. Parnasa is also a big nisoyon. Who knows if it's really best for us? If you're very wealthy, you know what a chrayas it is? To be very wealthy? And what you do, achar mev esrim, what did you do with that wealth? How much tzedakah did you give? How many yeshivas did you support? It's a big chrayas. Not to feel koichi v'itim yadi. Imagine the big achrayas. Are we sure? We think we want that. Do we really want that? Is that really best for us? There's a story. Talking about Reb Chaim, there was once, maybe some of you heard this before, there was an individual who won the lottery in Bnei Brak. You know, you see all the lotto booths. I don't know, anyone ever tried to play the lotto in Eretz Yisrael? I never did it. But every other block is lotto, you know? Right? So Yid won the lottery in Bnei Brak. Oh. So after a few months, his wife said, I feel like people are have jealousy and are going to put an ayin hara on us. Could you go to Reb Chaim and ask for a bracha that should be no ayin hara? Okay, whether the chever here is worried about ayin hara, not what do. Ayin hara is something very real. But yeah, Svardim, you definitely, you have your mother's probably floating bread left and right. But that's all, you know. Your mother's watching. He knew that. Okay, red strings, you know, red vandals, we need it all. Lameisa. But ayin hara is a very real thing, and definitely even if you don't understand it in a Kabbalistic way, in a deep ruchnistic way, the concept of if someone's jealous of you and lifnei iver lo sisa michshol makes sense. And that's how some explain it, by the way. Meaning that if you're showy about your things, that causes someone else to be jealous, so that means you brought lifnei iver lo sisa michshol, you brought them to be oivar and kina. So therefore you deserve something bad to happen to you. That's how some explain ayin hara in a very pungent way that makes actually a lot of sense to everybody, even if you don't have such a deep Kabbalistic heart, you know? So she was very nervous to design her on them. She said, go to Reb Chaim and speak bracha no ayin hara. She goes to Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says, oh, you won the lottery. He explains it to him. Very nice. So now you go in very late. You have an extra Seder limud in the morning because you don't have to work as hard. And because you're explaining he's in real estate also, whatever. No, actually now because I won the lottery, I invested in another building and I have to go in a little bit earlier. He says, oh, but you leave the office very early now. You can have Seder in the afternoon, but obviously, you know. No, because now I have a few extra workers, I have to go check on them as well. He says, so you're telling me, Reb Chaim says, you're telling me that you won the lottery and you're not learning one extra minute because of it, right? That's it. Yeah. He says, don't worry, you don't need any bracha. Nobody in Bnei Brak is jealous of you. This is what Reb Chaim says. So Emes is, what do we see? Meaning, Ashiras could be also a big nisoyon. We don't even know what we're wanting in a bracha. So when a person gives us a bracha and they have a mind for certain things, it's very in a vacuum. It's very much with a sight of understanding that is only what we can see in front of us. They can't see the before, they can't see the after, and maybe it's not best for us. That's why I once saw a pshat. We daven in Kapitel Chav Zayin al David Hashem Oyev Yishu, with those beautiful words, Acha Shualti Meis Hashem Oyev Aki Shifti Veis Hashem, right? So David Melch says, Acha Shualti Meis Hashem, there's one thing that I ask of Hashem, Osav Akesh, that's what I'm asking for. Those words Osav Akesh are completely superfluous, right? Could have just said, Acha Shualti Meis Hashem, Shifti Veis Hashem Kol Yimei Chayei. So once, I don't remember who says this, but Acha Shualti Meis Hashem, there's one thing I ask of Hashem. David Melch is teaching us the ultimate way to daven. Osa avakesh, that which I should be asking for. Meaning ultimately, I don't know what's best for me. I don't know, I'm supposed to daven to be wealthy? Maybe it's not good for me to be wealthy. I'm supposed to be daven, ichveis nisht, I'm davening that this shidduch should go well. Maybe this is the wrong shidduch for me. I'm davening oisa vakish. Because the only one that knows the before, the after, the now, the full picture of what's really bracha for us is Eibishter. So that's why Chassav Sofer says the bracha for koyanim has to come from the Eibishter himself. Because that's the ultimate bracha. Oh. So still, we're not answering. Now we're just getting started. Remember, the kasha we have to understand is, we're trying to understand tonight is, what's this bracha mishuleshes? Why is it split up into three stanzas? Why three times Shem Hashem? What's going on? So such a tire from the Beit HaMichayi. We're going to get to you. Ready, Chaver? First. We know what we've all seen in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Hey, when it talks about when we say the Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what our mindset should be, and what the Shemos represent, and specifically Shem Havaya. Shem Havaya, whenever we daven Shem Havaya, whenever we say Shem Havaya, Yud Kei Vav Kei, what are we supposed to have in mind, Chevra? You all know, right? Haya Hoyve V'yiya. Haya Hoyve V'yiya. That's what Yud Kei Vav Kei stands for. Haya, he was, Hoyve, he is, V'yiya, he will be. It's representing that this omnipresent Rabbi Nishlam who's above Zman, who was, is, and will be always. The Eibishter, that means he's above Lamalim and Azman, above time. Pasuk says, "Ki sheishes yamim asa Hashem asa shemayim v'aretz." If I'm not mistaken, it's the Archaim who says what I'm about to say. It's one of the Tekelim there. One of the I think it's the Archaim. "Ki sheishes yamim asa Hashem." Hashem created the world in 6 days, right? It should say, "Ki bi sheishes yamim." "Ki bi sheishes yamim asa Hashem asa shemayim v'aretz." Within, during 6 days. Not. What do you mean, "Ki sheishes yamim asa Hashem"? So I think it's the Archaim Hakadosh says, "Ki sheishes yamim asa Hashem." Hashem created 6 days, meaning He created the concept of time as well during this time. In the Rebbeinu of the world, there's no concept of time. Again, we can't even comprehend what we're saying right now because we are limited by time. But the Rebbeinu is not limited by time. He's living every moment, past, present, and future. Sounds like a crazy, you know, you got to be someone, be on some tripping on something to be able to live like that. The Eibishter is living like that always. But because of that, that's why we could understand. With that understanding, so beautiful, you could understand Kol Ma David Rachmana L'Tavavid. Because the Eibishter doesn't just see the moment. The Eibishter sees the before, and the Eibishter sees the after, and sees the now, and could bring you what's best for you at every moment. It's gewalt. It's incredible. It's like Hilu. Not that anyone here sees movies, but maybe we could admit once upon a time we did. And if you're seeing a movie, and the movie is chvesnished, some crazy situation, and you didn't see the movie. You came in the middle to half hour into the movie, and you walk in, and you see this guy walk into a room, and shoot a man in his bed, and kill him. And you're, oh, he's a terrible person. He's a Rasha Gomer. What are you thinking? Meanwhile, you didn't see the beginning. That man in the bed a week ago was in that other man's house and murdered his wife and 3 kids. So. Okay, sounds very gory. I don't know why this example I came up with. I'm sorry. Not usually like that. That's just what came to my head right now. But Lemaisa, if you saw that beginning, suddenly you'd have a different appreciation and understanding of what you're watching now. But you didn't see the beginning. And you don't see the end. You only see the now. The Eibishter sees the beginning. The Eibishter sees the now. The Eibishter sees the end. So that's why he's able to, everything he does is Emes Shavamito. Kol Ma'adav Rechman Latav of it. Earlier today, I had to go to Costco. When I say I had to go, because my wife asked me to, so that's why you have to go. The wife asks you to do, you do. Even if you don't care to do and you don't want to do, and to you. But the Eishes Chayil asks you to do, you do. No matter what, don't ever forget that. Emes. Chosen. Jamatl, you hear me?
Yeah.
You do. So I went, so she asked me, she gave me, what happened was, she gave me a whole list that left me in the morning that I should go to Costco at some point during the day today. Today was trip day in DRS, 9th, 10th, and 11th grade. So we had shiur, 12th grade we had shiur, but then that was it for the day. Nobody else was around after shiur, so I was finished. Played a little ball with the guys today, actually, after shiur, which was nice, first time in a long time. And then we learned some chazan class together, had some other inyanim I was doing. actually met my wife. Went for a walk for a few minutes. It was very nice, beautiful. Anyways, Lameisa, whatever. It was a busy day. A lot going on. A lot of people meeting and things. But she asked me to go to Costco. Okay, so she left me this whole list. So I was scheduling zman and figuring out meetings and different things that I had with people. And now I was coming back, and so I figured, oh, this was the perfect opportunity. It was before we learned together. What time? We learned 3:30. It was about 2:30. I said, perfect. And I wasn't meeting with anyone from 2:30 to 3:30. And this is a perfect time. I'll go to Costco, take care of it. So I go to Costco. I get to Costco. And I look if I have my Costco card, because of course, I don't know, I lost my Costco card, but my wife gave me her Costco card. Okay, we're good. And I get out. But then I'm checking my pockets. Where's the list? The list is, of course, in the home. Okay? No list. So what do? I try to call my wife a few times because maybe she could text me the list. She, you know, women, they know every little thing, what they need in the house right away. She doesn't need the list. So I figure she'll text me the list. So I call her up, and no answer. I call up again, no answer. I say, oh, forget it. I just wasted all this man. Okay, it's a few minutes, but every minute's precious. Every minute's precious. So I decided, okay, I'll have to forget about it. I'll go back home. And then there wasn't going to be enough time to go back and back. I'll just do it later. And then I decided to go back home and take care of some other things I had to take care of. And it was what it was. Then my wife gets in touch with me later, I see. And she writes me a text. Could you please add the following three things to the list? Are you here? What would have been if I went the first time and spent all the time shopping and standing in line and paying? So I would have bought all that. And what would I have to have done later in the day? Gone right back to Costco and stand in line again and get all the other items. So when the Eibishter made me... Okay, I forgot the list. But when I forgot the list, it was a matana from the Eibishter. Because my Eibishter saw not just the Hoida, he saw the Yiyah. And he knew that my Eishes Chayal is going to ask me for a few extra things. And he went, and he didn't take away time from me. He added time to my life. It was the biggest bracha. Emes! So now we could understand with that in mind. Who could give us the biggest bracha, as we're saying? Who knows what's best for us in every... Yivarecha, Rashi, and Midrashim say is Parnasa. Yorashem Panavelech V'chuneka is in Torah, in Yerachnias. We're going to talk about that later, by the 5 minutes, why that order. But Lameisa, who can give us the brachas in these areas in the highest of levels? Only the Eibishter who knows how Yehoi Vaviyya. So now we can understand why there are three brachas. You ready? Why there are three brachas? Why did Kodesh Baruch Hu lift bracham shulashas? So listen to what Rabbeinu Bechaya says. The Rabbeinu Bechaya says that Yivrecha Hashem V'Yishmerecha has 15 letters. He doesn't explain how, but he says 15 letters is keneged hoive. So it could be what he means is with the kailo. He doesn't say that, but it could be what he means with the kailo. So the 15 plus 1 is 16, gematria hoive. That represents the now. And that's the Shem Hashem of hoive. Could be also 15 is ka, which is the Eibishter, which is always, in a certain sense, which we'll explain in a few minutes, even though he lives in all times, his ikar is the present. So that's Hoiveh. Yair Hashem Panav Lech V'chuneka has 20 letters. 20 letters is Haya. Haya. Hey Yud Hey. Represents the Haya. Yis Hashem Panav Lech V'yaseimach HaShalom is 25. 25 is Yehi. Yehi will be. Is the Yiyah. This is what the Rebbeinu Bechaya says. You know, the Bracha Meshuleshes is to remind us that and it has three times Shem Avayi, Yivrech Hashem, Yar Hashem, Yis Hashem. It's not just the three Hashems. It's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Hoya Hoya Veviyya. It's the Kadosh Baruch Hu to teach me and remind me that the godliness of these brachos is that from the Eibishter who sees Hoya Hoya Veviyya at every moment of our lives. 15 keneged Hoya, 20 keneged Hoya, and 25 is Yehi. Now what's the question still that Rabbeinu Bechaya also explained? It's strange, the order seems strange. We say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hoya Hoya V'Yiyah. Here it's Hoya Hoya V'Yiyah. Emes is the truth is we see the same in Hashem Melech, Hashem Molech, Hashem Yimloch Le'olam V'Ed. Hashem Melech in the Hoya, Hashem Molech in the Hoya, Hashem Yimloch Le'olam V'Ed. So you see it there as well. So he explains, because the emphasis, as much as Hashem lives at all times, his ikkar, as we said before, is the right now. I mean, his now is all times. He's always in the now. We've spoken so many times at this table that how important it is to live in the now, to not be bogged down by our past slippings and not worry about so much daigas of the future. Live in the now. That's Rav Nachman's famous speech, which we've read so many times at this table, in Peace Ayin Reish Beis, which is Reish Ayin Beis, of Hayoyim and Bekoilei Tishmu, making the most of today. The Eivisher is always living today. His today is together with Hayah and Yiyah. So Hoiva comes first, because that's the Iker. And then understand, in his Hoiva, he's also including Hayah V'Yiyah. And those are the greatest brachas, and that's the bracha Mishuleshes. Of Berchas Kohanim, to understand that's the bracha of the Eivisher. And that's a life of Kol Ma'adav Rachman al-Atav of it. I was thinking we could explain as well the following. You know, when did Aaron give over Berchas Kohanim for the first time? It's not this week's parasha when it's commanded. It was by the Yemei Miluyim. In Parasha Shmini, when you add the Miluyim of the Mishkan, so the Pasuk says, "Vayibi Yom Hashmini, Kara Moshe L'Aaron Ulvano V'Lizikne Yisrael." So, on that eighth day, he got Moshe Aaron Ulvano V'Lizikne Yisrael. And if you look a few pesukim later, Pasuk Chabez, "Vayisa Aaron Es Yada V'Elaam V'Yevarachim." Aaron lifted up his hands, the nation blessed them. And if you look in Rashi, "V'Tars Koinim Birchas Koinim Yivrecha Yaron Yisrael." He gave Birchas Koinim. The tziva is Berachas Kohanim is not till now, Parshas Naso. But he gave it already, Yemei Miluyim. Why did he give it already, Yemei Miluyim? So, we know Mishkan was all being mechaper for Chet Egel. And Klal Yisrael, after Chet Egel, they felt a little bit lost, and felt that maybe the Eibishter is upset at them, and maybe the Eibishter doesn't want to have the same relationship with them ever again. They just cheated on him in front of his face. So Aaron wanted to give Berachas Kohanim, which we know, Mevarach Am Yisrael, the Ahava, the Brach of Nevi, to show on that day how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you. And to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you no matter what. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not stuck in the moment, as you two once sang, right? He's not stuck in the moment. He remembers the past, he knows of the future, and he's willing therefore to accept and move on. Because when you're stuck in the moment, it's hard to move on. But when you're a hoya hoya v'yiyadika individual, and like the Eivishter, there's ava and I can move on. And therefore he gave that Berachas Kohanim of hoya hoya v'yiyah, the Berachas Kohanim of Berachas Mishuleshes, right there and then to teach us that's our kesher with the Eivishter, and trust in it always. And this is what each and every one of us need to feel, that relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's no bigger chizik to get through difficult times, to know that our Rabbeinu Shlom is not a kol ma'adav rachman al-tav of it because he's hoya hoya v'yiyah. And we can't be stuck in the moment. Don't get stuck in a moment of tzaras and difficulty. The emes is these days, Baruch Hashem, there are a lot of chasanas. It's very beautiful. We had this lesson last night of Avraham Arya and Bracha's chasana. Avraham Arya and Bracha, I feel like it was yesterday, they were sitting at the table. Their mom is here when the night they got engaged. The night of L'chaim was the same day they got engaged. I think so, yeah. They were here, they came to shir. Was it or the day before? I don't remember. But they came to shir at the end of the shir that night. I think that was the last time we saw Avraham Arya shir. I don't know. Okay, I don't want to say, but he's learning. He's shtaking. He's amazing. Maisa, we love him. It was a beautiful chasana last night. Avraham Arya. Next week, Baruch Hashem, have a chasana every single night. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Chasana every single night. Simchas. Incredible. Bubba. Tonight I had a break at a bar mitzvah.
Bubba last week.
Tonight I had a break at a bar mitzvah. But a simcha. Bubba. We missed the bubba. I think the chin was tonight also.
Yeah.
Anyways, L'maisa, I have the invitation for Square. Yeah, I got the invitation for Square. I think so. We'll see. L'maisa, it's a zman of chasen. Baruch Hashem. I mean, often this time of the year is a zman of chasen as Baruch Hashem. So I want to share the following. We have a chasen here also, and if someone is married, we have to bring back to that time. There's a Gemara in Ksuvas Daf Yitzayin, Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Merakeh Atlas. Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak would dance, Pashup Shachas Atlas, on three. If you look in Rashi there, he says that he would dance holding three hadassim in front of the kala. I remember thinking this years ago when I learned the Gemara, but again, when I just saw this Gemara again this week, be good shtick. I don't know, I've never seen it done at a chasana. You've seen it?
Yeah.
With three hadassim.
Always recommend.
Gamliel Woods. You mean you saw on YouTube? I'm talking about live. We're gonna do by your chasna.
I don't.
Three adasim with our lasabit. So Shmuel Yitzchak Merakit Atzlos would dance with three adasim. The Gemara might cut and Davshin Chesam Beis. I meant to bring it here, but I'm not gonna get it right now. Says that you learn from three makoros from Torah and Ksuvim that basically a matzah isha and shidduch comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, comes from Hashem. In other words, what's the being merames by the three hadasim of Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak and the three makoros that the shidduch comes from Hashem is to give chizuk to help us understand and remind us that shidduchim is a tremendous bracha when you're zoich to find your shidduch. It's from the Eibishter. And if it's from the Eibishter, you should have no doubts, no commitment phobia, no sveikas, because the Eibishter is brachos, and the Eibishter is zivugim, are hoya hoya v'viyyeh. And those are merames by the three psukim, and merames by the three hadasim of a shidduch. Maybe that's as well, the Shvi Pinchas suggests, that by a tanoim, which is the first step in certain way of the marriage itself, in a concrete way. But the Hasidim, they do it right away when you get engaged. We do it at the Chasana. We start out and you read Hamagid Meireishis Achris. Meireishis from the beginning and Achris at the end. Now Vada Hoiveh we know is all good. But we have to believe that this is a bracha from the Eibishter when it comes to Shidduchim. That it's also Reishis, also from the beginning and Achris at the end, meaning the Eibishter knows better than you, that this is best for you. And you have to have a moon and that bitachon, and not have sveikas like so many do, lo aleinu. And realize that the Eibishter is the one that runs the welt when it comes to shidduchim, just like he does in every other way, but even more so with shidduchim, as Chazal teaches, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu finished creating the world, what does he do all day? He's mishadach shidduchim. So we're not going to have trust that he's going to find us a right one. And some of us, it takes a little longer, because he knows the end, and he knows the beginning, and he knows that's best for us. That's best. That anyone earlier would have been just in the hoyveh, but not the hoyah, not the yiyah. I'll tell you a story. I probably shared this story before. I think it's in the Sefer in Bereishis. Years ago, it was a Thursday night attack. I remember it, Mamish. I got a call from a Talmud, a very close Talmud. It was many years ago. It has to go back. 12 years ago, I'd say, I don't know. That long? No, at least 10 years ago, I don't know. I got a call from a Talmud. He was learning in Baltimore at the time. In Eretz Yisrael. And he calls to vent and to need some chizik. Dating-wise, why? He was dating a particular girl. And he thought it was incredible. He thought it was great. They dated, again, it wasn't like months, he dated already like, I think it was six times already maybe. And he thought it was going amazing. And out of nowhere in his mind, she ended it. Mamish out of nowhere. Usually I have a good feeling for that. It's not something that would just come from nowhere after six dates. And he's very destroyed. And he called me for chizik. So I gave him all the chizik you could imagine. In Emuna, and in Bitachon, and the right person, the right time. Okay, we don't have to go through it now. The Chevra knows. Right? Certain chizuks, maybe I should just have on a recording. You know, there's certain things you know, you have ready to get these calls. You know how many calls like that I've gotten over the years? I should just have recording A for that. I don't want to say all this. Sorry to deal with it. We're not going to go there. Alpus Kompela Satam, but I'm even Yavin. The Chevra knows. It'd be a good idea, Taka. Save a lot of my time.
People stop calling.
Chas v'shalom. You have to love every person, and every person's an individual, and every situation's an individualized situation. Chas v'shalom would ever do such a thing. It would save a lot of time. Lemaisa, so fine. I gave him whatever chizik I could give him. Okay. That Friday, it was Parshas, I remember, because it was Parshas Chayesara. And Friday night, Lel Shabbos, by the Rebbe, Rebbe Spiegel, I go to shul. And he gives over the following Torah. He says, Eliezer davens that he should be matzliach in his mission to find a shidduch for Yitzchak. He has a lashon, imitzliach darcho olo. If he'll be successful or not. When the Rebbe asked, I don't understand. Every word, every letter in Torah is precious. Why does he say olo or not? I want to see if I'll be matzliach. All he had to say, I want to see if I'll be matzliach. Obviously, what's the other option? Or not. But those words don't need to be said. So why is it saying in the Torah? So the Rebbe said so beautifully. I believe this is his own Torah. He said, because when it comes to Shiduchim, if you're matzliach, Baruch Hashem, gave you this bracha, mazel tov. Oh, lo, if it doesn't work out, also Baruch Hashem. Because who wants to end up with a person that's not best for them? Who wants to end up in a miserable marriage? Who wants to end up chas v'shalom in divorce? It meant the Eibishter is telling you this is not best for you. It's not the right person for you. There's someone better. So the olo is also a simcha. And that's why the Torah emphasizes, if it's liach is a simcha, olo is a simcha. Beautiful. Loved it. And when he said it over, I'm like, wow, this is exactly what I needed. This guy's a real ben Torah. So I gave him all the chizik without the Torah. The Torah will give him so much more chizik. So I call him right away Matzah Shabbos Kodesh. And I tell him, well, I use his name, whatever. I tell the guy, I say, we'll call him Yaakov. It's not Yaakov. I say, Yaakov, you got to hear this. Lel Shabbos, the Rebbe told over the Torah. It was all the chizik I was giving him without the Torah. You know, you need to hear it from the Eibishter, not from me. Right? Kal Yisrael wants to hear it from the Rebbe Bein Shalil, not from some shtunkin koyen. So I give him the Torah, and Imam just took a lot of chizik from it. What ended up happening? Later I find out, he tells me. When he was dating that girl, she also thought it was going pretty well. That's why it's hard. You usually have a good read for this. It was going. But one thing was bothering her so much so. The whole time she's dating him, she thought it's going well and it's good, but she thought he's perfect for her very close friend. It's like, it's going well, maybe he could go, but he's perfect. And she just couldn't continue. Because she kept on having that. She's like, I'm taking someone else's shidduch. It's good, and but it's not right. Mommy's a very special girl. I have no idea till this day who that girl is. I should really ask the guy. I wonder if he knows anything about her, if she got married, what her story is. But mommy's a very special girl. She ended it with him to set him up with her best friend. Called Rebbetzin Berkowitz. Who's, see, Berkowitz's wife is a big shadchan there as well. To set this guy up with her best friend. Said the next girl he dated was this best friend, not knowing the story at first, finding it out much later. And that's his Eishes Chayil today. And today he's married with many children, happily, b'simcha, ben Torah in every way, but b'simcha married with an amazing wife. So I'm recently, all shalom bayis and simcha bracha. What he thought, and he calls me up crying to me on the phone, was mamish tragic. Was the Hayyavi of the Eibishter saying, this is not the right person, I have better for you. It's also Yad Dishmaya. Berachos Koyanim is a bracha from the Eibishter to remind us the Boinu Shalom and the three stanzas of it, Amshuleshes, is Hayyavi. And then this is the bracha is tremendous. And the bracha in this week's parasha, Yivrach Hashem Yishmarach Yari Shapana Vadach Vachunak Yisa Shapana Vadach Yasem Lecha Shalom is tremendous. But every single one of us needs to believe this every moment of our life. This is the Ribbono Shel Olam that's watching over us. In everything, not just in Shiduchim. It's a little more so maybe in Shiduchim. In every area of our life, the Ribbono Shel Olam loves us. Whatever's going on in our life, it's Kol Ma'adav Rechman Al Tavu because it's the Eibishter of Hayohay V'Viyyeh. And with that, we can have Simcha Zachayim every moment. And there's nothing we want more in this world than Simcha Zachayim. Nothing that we need more in this world than Simcha Zachayim. And with that in mind, with that mindset, with the Berachos Koyanim to combine that, we'll be zoiche to that feeling and that understanding always. I want to give everybody here, I'm a Koyan, so I have this chus with the Eibishter hopefully by my side to say, Yivrecha Adonai v'shmerecha, Yer Adonai panav elecha v'chunecha, Yisa Adonai panav elecha, v'yaseim lecha shalom. Simcha and bracha.